Yes, hi, hello. This is Walter speaking, and I'm with the Opinion Researcher. How are you doing today?
The what?
The Opinion Research. I'm conducting, which is an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing, which is Hector County. We have just a few minutes to help us out.
Okay, what's going on?
All right, perfect. Now, are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yep.
Excellent. And do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things going which is on the wrong track, generally?
Speaking towards what?
In general. Like, you think Hector County is moving on, you know, on the right track, or it's actually moving forward to the wrong track? Like, in general.
Yes. In general, it's a pretty broad question.
let's move over. A place you're not sure in the particular case. No worries. Now, like, for your own opinion, what is, like, the most important issue facing in Hector County right now? Should be education, poor economy, poor leadership by elected officials, let's say managing growth, sprawl, development, poverty. Well, what do you think about, or do you think it's more the issue more important will be crime and drugs, or high cost of living,
crime
and care.
Crime and drugs.
Crime and drugs, okay. How will you rate the economic conditions in Hector County? Do you think it's excellent? Do you think it's good, fair, poor, or undecided?
It's good.
Good?
The economic conditions is good, yes.
Fantastic. Now, in 5 years from now, though, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
It just depends on how old it is.
Hopefully the better, right?
Hopefully the better.
Okay. Now, how concerned are you about the insecurity in future of your own job or the jobs of any of close family members in Hector County? Do you think, are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not too concerned? Not at all?
Not too concerned. Not too concerned.
Not too concerned? Okay. Now, I'm going to read, which is a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute, which is for the quality of life in a community. Please tell me, how do you rate each in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? I'll start with being able to get from place to place with letter traffic. Do you think it's excellent? Do you think it's good, fair, poor?
Poor.
Oh, yeah, not said it. Poor. What do you think about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Availability?
Do you think it's, yeah, the availability. Do you think it's excellent?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's good.
Okay. What do you think about public transportation? Do you think it's good, excellent, fair, poor? Not decided, undecided?
I'll say it. Repeat that one more time?
For sure. Public transportation. Do you think it's
public
excellent?
Public transportation.
Yes. Undecided?
I have my own transportation, so this would be undecided.
It's good for you?
I have my own transportation.
You don't know, right?
Yeah.
Quality of the public schools. Do you think it's good? Do you think it's fair? Do you think it's poor? How do you actually rate public schools?
Poor.
What about the availability of affordable housing?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I have my own insurance, so that'd be an A.
An A? Okay.
Yeah.
Offering job opportunities in your field?
I mean, there's plenty of job opportunities in my field.
So it's good or excellent for you?
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. Okay. What about welcoming and inviting, which is to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture? How do you rate that? Do you think it's excellent? Do you think it's good, fair, poor, unsighted?
It's fair.
Fair. Availability of quality health care?
I mean, like I said, I have my own health care, so I don't know. Are you talking about just availability of just professionals?
Of quality health care. Quality health in Hector County.
I'm not sick, so I just can't help me to answer that.
No worries. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. What do you think? How will you rate it in Ector County? Do you think it's excellent? Do you think it's good, fair, poor, or undecided as
well?
It's fair. Fair. Haven't, which is a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
I mean, I don't like going to that shit, so I really don't. It's too much of it, actually.
Do you think it's too much in the county? Do you think it's fair or poor?
So ask the question again.
Yeah, how you were rated. Do you think it's excellent? Do you think it's good, fair, poor, or undecided?
Okay, so, but I mean, what is the question again?
Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs and bars.
Vibrant nightlife, you said?
Yes.
It's poor?
Okay.
There's too much of it. I would rather have less.
Definitely, you're right. You're okay. Don't worry. Your opinion, personal opinion, is what it's taking. Really important to us right now. Okay. Each one of the service is really important. Now, the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music. How do you see it? How will you rate it in Ector County? Do you think it's excellent, it's good, fair, or poor?
There's only one place in town that really does any kind of concerts and all that. So I would say poor.
Natural beauty and physical setting?
Natural beauty is the desert, so.
Okay. Well, the place that I fair or poor? It's up to you.
Poor.
Okay.
Poor.
Effective leadership from elected officials?
It's fair.
Fair. Okay. And public safety and low crime. What do you think about that?
It's fair.
Fair. Okay.
Fair.
Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, poor?
It's good.
Good.
It's good.
Young people, single people?
It depends if you want to work in the whole field.
Okay. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses, new businesses.
It's good. It's good for new business.
Awesome. People living below the poverty line?
There's several.
You think it's a good place? Living below the poverty line. Do you think it's a good,
it's fair?
People like you?
I'm not a poverty. I'm actually part of the 50% or actually 5%.
Okay. Family with children.
It's a good place for family with children.
Racial and ethnic minorities.
I mean, there's the minorities are starting to be the majorities.
Okay. Immigrants from other countries.
There's not very many. There is a lot of immigrants from other companies here, other countries here.
And retirees?
Not retirees. People don't retire here.
Okay. Now, how will you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Do you think it's excellent? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's fair, poor, or undecided?
It's fair.
It's fair. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve or will actually stay the same or will it be worse? It will improve. When it comes to the economic development, generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs for which many community benefits are created, how familiar are you with the visions and plans for the economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar? So what's familiar? Not too familiar? Not at all familiar.
Not at all familiar.
Not at all. Okay. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for the economic development in Ector County? Are you very confident? Somewhat confident? Not too confident? Not at all.
I'm confident.
Very confident. Okay. Now, when it comes to the community development, generates solutions to problems like, you know, housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development? Are you very familiar? Somewhat familiar? Not too? Not at all?
Not too familiar, no.
No, not too familiar. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development? Are you very confident? Somewhat confident, not too? Not at all?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident. And how likely are you or on an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too? Not at all?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely. Now, on your personal opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? It's because of the poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, family reasons, retirement, poor educational opportunities, poor leadership, lack of entertainment, poor quality life, crime, environment, you know, environmental concerns, cost of living, or like immigration, or any other?
Just get away from the nightlife.
Get away from the nightlife. Okay. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, some college grad, you know, graduate degree?
College graduate.
Wow, okay. Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican. And what is your age? Is it between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 15, 64, or 65 plus?
35, 49.
I'm sorry? 49?
You said 35 to 49, right?
All right, yes. And
yes.
Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White? Black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Okay. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Now, is your annual household income less than $25,000, between 25 and 39, between 40 and 74, or 75 plus?
75 plus.
Okay. Now, are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Employed full-time.
Full-time. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male. Mm-hmm. Now, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. It's really important. Be safe. Have a good one, sir.
Thank you, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.